Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, folks, you know, this week started off with discussion of freedom of speech, or rather the attempts to deny freedom of speech to people who say things that certain powerful special interests don't like. We started off with Paul Tepeti of the band Poker Face, and he told us how he was kicked out of a Libertarian Party state convention, not by the Libertarian Party per se, but evidently the Libertarian Party went along with it. This is a party that says it's for freedom. Well, Paul was not allowed to perform with his band Poker Face, not because of offensive lyrics in his songs or because people didn't like his music, which is good music, but because he had things on his website defending people who are considered beyond the pale. And that harkens back to David Irving, world-class historian, international best-selling historian, author of some 30 books. He's spending 3 years in jail in Austria because he raised questions about the events known as the Holocaust. He doesn't deny the Holocaust. I don't know anybody who denies the Holocaust. But David Irving's serving 3 years in jail. And then we had Paul Fromm on Tuesday night talking about how another man, Ernst Zundel, is on trial in Germany right now, again, for denying the Holocaust. Notice this thread here. It just seems to be that the same people seem to be getting upset and trying to deny freedom of speech to American citizens. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. I heard a story today that really takes the cake, and it's about somebody being denied freedom of speech. And it happens to be a personal friend of mine, a guy I've known for, 20, 25 years. Dale Crowley, Jr., he's a radio evangelist. He's a Bible teacher. He's been a missionary in Japan. He's been a linguist and assistant professor at the University of Hawaii. And for some 50 years, he and his family have been associated with a radio station in the Washington, D.C. area, WFAX Radio, a Christian radio station. Dale's father was associated with them, and Dale himself has had a daily program on the station for 20 years. And also a program on the weekend. His daily program is The King's Business. It's a Christian radio broadcast. And his Saturday morning program, a 15-minute session, is called Focus on Israel. And Dale focused on Israel from a traditional fundamentalist biblical perspective, not the Falwell, LaHaye, Robertson perspective, which is a product of the 18th and 19th centuries, popularized in the 20th century. In any case, needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, Dale Crowley was told that he's kicked off the radio on Saturday morning. He's not allowed to talk about Israel anymore. He's not allowed to mention the state of Israel. He's not allowed to mention Zionism. And he's also given the warning that if he even dares to discuss those subjects during his weekly broadcast, during his weekly Christian evangelical broadcast, that just might be the end of his entire association with this radio station that his family has been associated with for nearly 50 years. What in the name of God is happening in this country? What is happening, folks? This is supposed to be America the free. The land of the home, you know, the home of the brave, ladies and gentlemen, land of the free and home of the brave. Instead, it's turning into a land of tyranny, where a good, decent Christian radio evangelist has been called on the carpet and told to shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm scared. I'm really frightened, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. Just before the break, I told you about the attack on liberty, the attack on freedom, the attack on the First Amendment, the attack on my friend Dale Crowley. Dale Crowley Jr. been broadcasting for 20 years on WFAX AM radio in the Washington, D.C. area. That's the Washington, D.C.'s first Christian radio station, and certainly, and that's since 1942. And, you know, folks, you know, to think that this man who has it's just absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're dealing with in this country. I'm going to call WFAX myself on Monday. You can find them easily on the internet. If you go to WFAX, you do a Google search of WFAX, like WFAX, and you'll get their website, their telephone number. I don't need to give it to you. You can call information. It's a big radio station. It's actually in the 703 area code of metropolitan Washington. I mean, these people need to know that there are Christians and non-Christians, for that matter, around this country who believe in freedom of speech and who are tired of the crying and moaning and complaining of the Israeli lobby trying to shut down anyone who dares say boo or looks askance in their direction. You know, looks gives them a funny look, ladies and gentlemen. This is wrong, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, this when this kind of thing happens, when I see it happening, ladies and gentlemen, it just tells me that I'm doing something right. It tells me that Dale Crowley was doing something right. You know, the title of his new book is On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All. And, you know, ironically, he dedicated this book to the people at WFAX and thanked them for having the patience and to work with him for all these years. And now they're putting him on notice, you know, that you better stay in line. You better kowtow to Israel. You better say what the organized Jewish groups want, or else you're off the air. You're off the air, my friend. That's what they're telling him. Well, you know, the lines are lighting up, ladies and gentlemen, and last night we lost a lot of callers because of some technical problems, so I'm glad to hopefully welcome a few people up with us here tonight. Let's go to Clayton from St. Louis. Clayton, come on aboard.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Clayton?
Well, it's weekend time.
That's right.
I just want to say God bless you, man, for your courage. I don't really think people appreciate men like you and what you do, and I do, because I'm on that same battlefield on the front lines, and I know the sacrifices you're making because I'm making them myself. And brother, this is what happens. People need to realize when the Jews take over a host nation, this is what happens. First, they shut you up, then they put you in prison or the gulag, and then they take your head off. And if you think I'm kidding, just ask Russians who are in the former Soviet Union, especially back in the old days when the Jews were really hammering people. I mean, we all know the Jews led that communist revolution in 1917 in Russia. But
you know, you're not supposed to say that, but that's absolutely true. You're absolutely right about that.
Right. And they murdered tens of millions of Christian Russians, Orthodox Russians. They were Christians, and these Jews murdered them by the tens of millions, and they sent them to the gulags in Siberia where they froze to death. I mean, just unspeakable atrocities these people did to Christians in Russia. And, you know, the same thing, I can see it, brother, the same thing is happening here. They've got their people in place throughout the government, the media, the financial centers. They've taken over this country. They're shutting people up. They're putting people in prison. And the next thing, brother, is you're going off to the gulag or they're going to take your head off.
You know, Clayton, I tell you, it's funny. A lot of people listening here tonight think that everything you've said is very extreme. I'm sure there's a few people who are offended by it. I'm sure there are other people who are saying, oh, well, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? I wish I could say you were wrong. But I'm afraid you're right. I mean, just the examples, just the three examples, you know, that are timely that have happened just this past week, Clayton. I mean, I didn't concoct these stories myself, you know, and I mean, these things happened. That's why we're talking about them. David Irving was sent to jail. Paul Tripetti was kicked out of the Libertarian Party convention where he's been playing for years. Dale Crowley has had a radio show for 20 years on this station. All of this has just happened this week. This is just, and God knows what else is happening right before our, you know, right under our noses that we haven't heard about. You know, Clayton, everything you've said is 100% true, and I defy anyone to prove you wrong.
Well, I just want to ask you one other thing, and I'll go. There was a man. I don't know if you have you ever heard of a man named Father Coughlin?
Father Coughlin, Charles Coughlin. He was on the radio back in the 1930s and into the 1940s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't he warn all of us about these people?
You know, it's really funny about Father Coughlin. You know, he started off preaching against communism. It was very interesting. I actually happen to know quite a bit about Father Coughlin. I've read quite a bit about him. I even have an autographed book by Father Coughlin, one of my prize pieces in my library. Father Coughlin started off preaching against communism. He didn't mention Jewish folks. He didn't talk about Zionism. All he did was talk about communism and say how terrible communism was, how brutal it was, how it was anti-God and anti-religion. Well, you know what Father Coughlin discovered? all of a sudden he was under fire from organized Jewish groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress, you know, all these nice Jewish groups were attacking him and saying he was anti-Semitic. And Father Coughlin was not talking anything about the Jews. He was talking about communism. And then Father Coughlin said, wait a minute, what's going on here? So he had his research staff start researching the history of communism. And lo and behold, Father Coughlin's research staff discovered that most of the people who took over Russia and instituted that brutal, savage communist dictatorship were Jews. Now, you're not supposed to say that. It's politically incorrect to say that, but it's a fact.
That's
and
right.
That's how Father Coughlin suddenly discovered there was another element to communism that he never even knew about. And this has happened time and time again to people in American history and in world history.
Yeah,
and we find so many people like, you know, I'm repeating myself here, Clayton, but it bears repeating. This guy, Paul Tepeti, I don't know if you've ever heard Paul's music at Poker Face. I happen to like rock and roll music, and I happen to like Paul's music at Poker Face. But the lyrics of his songs, there's nothing, you know, most of his songs are just standard music. Some of the songs have politically tinged lyrics, but there's nothing offensive, nothing you could read into it as being hateful or bigoted, you know, or racist or anything like that. And yet he's been denied the right to sing, to play his music, because on his website he defends people like David Irving in the name of freedom of speech. I mean, how, you know, Clayton, how much longer are we supposed to put up with this? I mean, are we supposed to continue, just sit back and be kicked around and put in jail and smeared and subjected to all form of abuse? What do you think?
I think the situation is going to deteriorate and get a lot worse, because I hate to say this, brother, but most Americans out here are cowards. They do not want to face the truth of what's happening in this country, and they're afraid. And it's going to get worse. And people like us, they're going to want to stay away from us. People are going to be so afraid of us because of what we say that they're actually going to shun us because they don't want to know. They know something is terribly and horribly wrong in this country, but they don't want to know. And we're the people that are trying to tell them, and we are terrifying them, and they don't want to know. And so that's why people like us, I hate to say it, it's going to get worse for folks like us.
Yeah, you know, don't forget, you know, people say, oh, it can't happen here. Don't forget, back in 1944, here in the United States, they had the Great Sedition Trial. Basically, what happened was comes back to the same group, the Anti-Defamation League, fed the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover. A lot of people think of J. Edgar Hoover as being a great hero and a great patriot. I don't. Because working with information provided by the Anti-Defamation League and encouraged by the Roosevelt administration, the FBI cooked up sedition charges on 30 different Americans who were critics of the Roosevelt administration. And these people were put on trial. These people were basically charged with treason. I wrote about it in our magazine, The Barnes Review. In fact, I think you might even be able to find that article online at barnesreview.org, and I encourage people to check out the Barnes Review website, barnesreview.org. But nonetheless, you know, this is what we're leaning towards already in this country today. We just had the Patriot Act endorsed again here by the Senate. And you know, these kind of laws, you know, they call themselves patriots.
They're
these
traitors.
People that want to take these are the traitors wrapping themselves in the American flag. These are the Judas goats.
Yep.
Leading the American Christian lambs off to slaughter, and in the meantime, those of us who are speaking out are just wondering where in the name of God it goes next. Clayton, I want to thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network, worrying about our republic. Come back after the break, folks. We've got a lot of callers who want to speak out.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. You know, folks, this week, quite by circumstance, has turned into First Amendment Week, but rather we should call it Freedom of Speech Week, a Freedom to Speak Week. You know, the Constitution has a First Amendment that guarantees us that freedom, but you know, that Constitution, if you look at it carefully, says that it's the government is not allowed to prohibit you from speaking out. But what's happening in this country today, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have powerful special interests with a lot of money and a lot of political clout that are denying us the right to speak out and pressuring people to prevent people from speaking out. And that's the real problem, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a plutocracy in this country, government by special interest. And it's a government that's run by these powerful families and financial interests that control the mass media in this country. But thank God there are independent voices like the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for each week. You know, thank God there are some outlets for freedom of expression. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people calling in here, so let's get to the calls. We have Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello.
How are you, Bob?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm angry.
Okay, I know you're angry. But you know what? You're making me angry. You're being too forceful in your negativity. Okay? And I would say that for all of RBN. I look to RBN for support. I don't look to RBN to get creamed every time I turn on a station. Okay, now I have another. I do have a point I want to make.
Go ahead.
Freedom of speech isn't just the freedom to say something. It's that fellow who's a broadcaster. Unless he signed an agreement, they can tell him he can't say something. But doesn't he have the right to, if they were to take his job away because of something he said that wasn't really anti-Semitic, it was just information, doesn't he have a recourse? Doesn't he have a civil...
No, not
Why
really.
Why not?
Well, that's just the way it is. I wish I could give you a really nice, pat answer. I wish I could cite some common law or some statutory law that said Dale Crowley can sue. Well, but I'm not sure that this is what we want. Do we want to be turning around suing everybody all the time and just making the lawyers rich?
Well, you don't want to be. Well, see, there you go. There's your fatalistic thing. You gave us a problem, and you basically said there's not a thing we can do about it.
Oh, I didn't say there's contrary.
Well, then you need to talk about...
Bob, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you what. If I were going to be brutally honest and tell you my solution to the problem...
You have been brutally honest.
I would terrify a lot of people if I told you what my solution to the problem is. I'm curious as to what the listener's solution to the problem.
Well, the fact of the matter is a right, and it's guaranteed, and someone cannot... It's like, in the workplace, you can't harass anybody. You can't... There's rules and laws that everybody has to follow, but nobody is challenging them.
Well, I tell you what, in the case of... take the case of Paul Tepeti. Rutgers University was terrorized, and the Libertarian Party was terrorized to the point that it was easier for them to just say, adios, Paul.
Had they already signed the contract?
It doesn't matter if there's a contract or not. I think Paul was doing it on a volunteer basis. See, you're trying to get real legalistic here and worry about contracts and so forth. We're not talking about contracts. We're talking about morality. Do you think that a powerful special interest group should just be able to stomp all over people and get away with it? That's what we're talking about.
In their
here.
Mind, we're talking about not. We're not talking about morality. We're talking about different moralities. In their
maybe
mind,
we're talking about amorality or immorality.
In the mind of the ADL, it is completely moral to limit that speech, because under Jewish law, I can't remember what they call it, but under Jewish law, whenever there's a conversation between two people under Jewish law, the contents of that conversation are presumed to be private. That means that no party in the conversation can say to a third party what took place in that conversation unless they get permission. Now, that's their morality. Our morality is a little different, okay? So
what is the solution then? What do you think the solution to this problem is? Because it goes beyond just freedom of speech. We have government by plutocracy in this country.
Well, assuming that this radio announcer is not really anti-Semitic, I would say he should go ahead and speak up.
Well, he's been told that he's not allowed to talk about these issues.
Well,
because
then he's going to decide. He has a decision to make. He's going to relinquish his rights because he needs to make some money. Or
no, he doesn't. This isn't a paying venture for him.
Well,
this
then
is,
he should speak up.
It's been a labor of love. It's been a labor of love for this man.
Well, if he has a big audience and all of a sudden he's not there, and I'm sure his audience will make it known.
Bob, I hope you're right about that. We have a little bit of a different outlook, but I thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network from right here in Washington, D.C. We're going to return to our other callers when we come back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Welcome back, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just had a caller who, I'm not sure quite what his suggestion was, but it seemed to me that he thinks the solution is lawsuits and litigation, that way we can reclaim our we can reclaim our First Amendment rights and fight the people who are trying to silence and stomp out the political opposition, the political dissent in this country. Those poor people who oppose the New World Order, who love America, who think that there's nothing wrong with protecting American sovereignty. Yeah, folks, we're pretty bad, and we're in a pretty bad situation. I wish I could bring you some good news, but, you know, there isn't really that much good news in the world today. Anyway, we have quite a few callers here. Let's bring them up. Here's Charles from Texas. Charles, come on up.
Oh, thank you. I have a simple comment that might answer your question. Alex Jones has that article about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his testosterone side effects on the mind means that people think that their way is correct and you want to follow them. That's one of the side effects on the brain of testosterone.
Okay.
And that has a pervasive effect even if you don't take extra testosterone or perhaps even estrogen. But the reason I call, that just shows you what the real problem is the side effect of hormones on our thinking and how it makes us want to control everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, I must not have enough testosterone then,
because I don't want to control other people. I want everybody to let everybody else alone and let everybody have, you know, freedom of expression and freedom of association and be able to think freely. But unfortunately, that's one of the problems in this world today. There's too many people that want to rule the world, or those people that do want to rule the world have all the money and all the power, and in fact, they do rule the world.
Well, yeah, that's, well, I think one of the side effects of those kinds of things is greed, which leads to pollution, for example, or like you say, the few people that do run the world.
Well, you know, I tell you, if we can remain a country that still elects our politicians, and if we can continue, and if we can actually elect good people to public office, one of the things we do have to do is break up the media monopoly in this country and take it out of the hands of a select few. But that's a good solution that could be effected if, in fact, you believe that our elections are free. And I'm sorry to tell you, I don't believe that they are.
Charles, hard enough to keep them free with paper ballots.
Well, you're right about that. And there is one good solution, and that's something American Free Press has been promoting for a long, long time. Our correspondent, Christopher Boleyn, has written quite a bit about the paper ballot movement in this country, and that's one solution. Charles, I want to thank you for your call. Let's go to Kansas with Art.
I enjoy your articles a lot.
Okay, well, I'm glad somebody does.
In the Free Press. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to tell you about this censorship business. I think Genesis Network is censoring their own shows, because I've noticed some peculiar things going on.
Well, I couldn't tell you anything about that. I don't know anything. They'll have to answer to their listeners if that's what they're doing. But
well, that's the strange thing. I haven't heard anybody else say anything about it. But it's I've got a few instances that are kind of peculiar.
Well, all you need to do is just keep your radio tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and then you don't have to worry about the censorship on the other networks.
I can't always get it. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, that is a problem.
Now, if all this business about Crowley and all this business is starting, and among other things, I think you better do a program on the Noahide laws while you still can.
That's an interesting point.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
that is frightening.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny little things, you know. I have this friend who is incredibly intelligent. He's been a professional writer most of his life. But his entire worldview, his entire mindset, is shaped by what he sees on the evening news and by the books that he reads that are on the New York Times bestseller list.
Uh-huh.
Anything that is out of the box,
yeah,
you present him with the truth, you know. There's this dead silence, and then he'll always say, "Really?"
Yeah.
And I'll say, "Yes, really."
I know.
And, you know, this is, I think everybody who's listening in, if they think even vaguely like you and I do, they understand that problem. That's something that we all battle all the time. You know, some of the smartest people are really, in some respects,
some
of the most ignorant people in terms of knowledge and awareness.
I know some like that.
Yeah.
In the East, by the way.
What's that?
In the East.
In the East. What is that? What is the Mississippi River, the divider there?
Well, sort of. But,
well, then explain to me how the great state of Wyoming produced Dick Cheney.
Oh,
and he's not even a very good shot.
I wish I knew. Yeah, I wonder if that whole routine was done to cover up this port story.
Well, I kind of doubt that. That's a great conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
All right, listen, Art, I want to move on. We got a whole raft of callers here. Listen, thanks for your call. Let's go to Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Hey, good evening, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Hey, you had some great calls tonight. And Noahide laws, that's an interesting thing. Yes, that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah, that's an area that I didn't know about till a couple years ago, and if I could get an expert on that would be, I'd like to have somebody come on and talk about that. That would knock the socks off a lot of our...
It's been 12 years ago now when it first came out. When I first got information on it, I thought it was a satire. because it sounded, you know, it was so outrageous.
Yeah.
I thought this was satire somebody made up. Then I got like three or four other pieces from different outfits in the mail, and some of them I knew. These people do not joke around.
No, no, these no hide laws.
I started researching this, and I'm thinking, this is insane. This is unreal. And, there's nothing more blatant that's ever been proposed or done. And it was George Herbert Walker Bush that brought it into being. And the funny thing is the United States Congress voted for it unanimously. They approved it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the problem with Congress. You know, it's amazing the things that they have voted for, and a lot of them don't even know what they're voting for.
It's
an automatic
rubber stamp, just like the Soviet Parliament.
Yeah, I told the story on here one night of how I actually personally lobbied a member of Congress on a major piece of legislation. It was receiving international attention. And this was like about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the actual scheduled vote, which in fact did come about. He didn't even know what I was talking about.
No, that's
he common, honest
that's...
to God didn't know what I was talking about. And then, of course, then an hour or two later was actually voting on the issue.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, and like
I
say,
country, they don't understand that this is how it works. These people in the Capitol Hill, they're going to the cocktail parties, they're getting chit chat, and then they go in and vote on something that somebody told them, yeah, vote this way.
Yeah, and you know, like I say, this is not an apocryphal story or something I heard on the internet or something that somebody told my cousin who told my brother who told
right.
me. This was a personal experience, my own personal experience, you know. So it's really scary when you realize that, you know, so many people around the country hold their members of Congress and their local state legislators and public officials in such high esteem, and yet and there are good people, mind you. I don't want to come, you know, suggest that everybody who's in public office is a bad person, because that's not true. But there's an awful lot of bad people in public office.
I met one fellow once that was a congressman, and he was a very nice fellow. But when it come to political issues, he was so naive it was unbelievable. He didn't know hardly anything that had any real importance that was political, that was going on in the Congress. But he was a very nice fellow to me.
But a nice fellow, exactly.
Yeah, he was just naive as an 8-year-old Boy Scout.
I'm beginning to think what we need in public officers are some pretty mean people who know what it's all about, and maybe if we got some mean people in public office, they might start shaking things up.
Traffic count, so they got him out of there real fast.
Well, you know, it's funny. As I said that, I was thinking of Jim Traffic, and
yeah,
he was a tough-talking guy.
The rest of the Congress, when he was on the grill, all of his friends and buddies kept silent when he was fed to the wolves.
That's exactly right.
Not one of them stood up in his defense except for Jim Condit, who was already ash canned, so he didn't have anything to lose.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that, Rick.
Yeah.
I wanted
to share something with everybody tonight.
Go ahead.
I found something today. I spent about a half an hour watching cartoons, audiovisual cartoons on Al Jazeera Network. They are great. Talk about simple, the truth being simple. Those cartoons just rip away all the lies we're getting from the media in this country so clearly that even on a person who doesn't think very well for himself, I think, should be able to see the truth in those cartoons.
Isn't that amazing and kind of sad?
If the listeners would go to a website called solargeneral.com, that's S-O-L-A-R, general, solargeneral.com, on the left side of the page, you scroll down, they have links, and you can click on Al Jazeera Network, and it'll take you there, and then down at the bottom they have cartoons. You click on those, and it loads in a screen, and the cartoons are audio and video, animated cartoons for about 10 to 12 seconds each, and then you click the next button, and they got a ton of them there, and they're all just excellent, and they just rip away all the lies we've been fed in this country. And it's so easy to see it, you can tell
the truth
the moment you see it.
Isn't that sad that we have to go overseas to get news and information? Rick,
tells you something, doesn't it?
What can I tell you? Rick, I want to thank you for your call, Rick. We got to move on here. Bob in New Hampshire, you've been very patient. Come on up, Bob.
Hello, Mike.
How are you tonight?
Well, I feel a lot better than I did last night because I didn't get through. Got no answer twice.
Oh, are you trying to call RBN?
Well, I was trying to call your show.
Yeah, okay. Well, we had problems with the callers last night. There were some technical problems, and a lot of people couldn't get through.
Yeah, I know a little bit about technical problems. in fact, I know a little bit about radio. I have met a number of individuals, some of them in radio, and quite a number that were not, that were Jews. Some of them look more like me. I figure that those people that look more like me are pure, you know what I mean, the tribe of Judah, and Jew for short. Some of these other people, I don't know yet. If I live long enough, maybe I'll unearth that information. I remember one fellow. He said he was a Jew, and he was the chief engineer. And well, I told him I don't know very much about this phase of radio. He said, "That's all right. We all have to start somewhere." Now,
Bob, I don't want to lay it all on the Jews, because I can tell you that there's a lot of Christians who are coming down hard on freedom of speech too, and people, you know, that they're trying to silence Christian evangelists like Dale Crowley precisely because he disagrees with them.
Well,
so it's not just the Jews here. Let's not just lay it on the Jews. I mean. And it's not all Jews, for that matter, but I think it's safe to say that these powerful organized Jewish groups, like the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, I don't hesitate to say for one second that these groups are enemies of America. They are enemies of freedom. They are enemies of Christianity, for that matter.
Oh yes.
So we just don't want to lay it on all the Jews because not all of them are out there trying to silence everybody's freedom of expression.
No, I can tell you that there was a professor at the last school I went to before I went into the service, and there was one fellow that he looked like a Jew, I'm sure he was, and the professor had a bad habit of making a statement. I can tell you what it was. When he was all finished with whatever he was going to say, he'd say, "You dummy." And the fellow that I'm thinking of stopped right there, and he told him what he'd do to him if he didn't stop saying that. He was sick and tired of it, and I don't blame him. That's a student.
Well, you know what, Bob? I'm sick and tired of these people trying to silence freedom of expression, too. So, Bob, I want to thank you for your call. We need to move on here to Craig from Washington. Craig, come on up.
Hi, I hope I have time.
We got a few minutes here. Please.
Okay, you're talking about freedom of speech, and I know it seemed to be one of those days for me. I was going to take a nap after listening to some John, and I laid down to turn on the local station. They were talking about the church and they're parachurches. This is the new phrase I heard. You know, it's people that work to spread the word of the Lord outside of the normal church. And I was laying there. I thought I'd go to sleep. You know, that kind of talk kind of tends to put me to sleep. But anyway, she mentioned this parachurch, and I immediately formed my own church. And it's the church of for the truth of about 9/11.
Well, we need somebody to bring
in
that truth out.
Yeah, I called into him and explained, you know, that she had said that what God has called me to do, and that's what any type of church dealing with Christ could be, a parachurch. And I wondered if I had qualified. And she let me talk a little bit, and I told about a firefighter I met down here down south, and who had a bumper sticker up in his window that I hadn't seen, but I'd seen the firefighter thing on the bottom of his license plate. And I just walked up to him and handed him a Confronting the Evidence DVD. Mm-hmm. And he said, thanks, you know, and I came back out after I'd paid and noticed the sticker, and he said he was there, and he was having some real problems with the truth, and he really thanked me and said, you know, I just am curious about the church because it's a massive block of people that seem to be unaware or it doesn't seem to get, I mean, I know a few Christians, I'm learning about it myself, but like I said, it's 9/11 truth is what's exposed to me the satanic forces at work in the world. And I've done
well, that's interesting. Okay, now you know.
I'm just wondering about the church in 9/11. If you, what you know about the church, and do any of them really talk about it? I mean, it seems like it's all end time stuff.
Craig, I hear that music coming.
Okay.
That means we've got to go to a break. But I do want to thank you for your call, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington D.C. on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're wrapping up another hour and another week here at the beginning of an all-new month. We got a couple callers here trying to squeeze in our last few minutes, so let's bring them on up. And, gentlemen, if you can, keep your comments short and to the point, and maybe I'll keep quiet myself and we'll get you all in. Richard from Alabama.
Hi. I wanted to give you my spin on why there are so many Jews in banking.
Okay.
All throughout the history of Europe, the kings of Europe have wanted to do certain things that they knew would make the public very angry, so they didn't want to do it openly. They wanted others to do it for them, and they wanted to deny it. So what they did was start a national bank. And then they called their intelligence chief and told him to go out and recruit some very ambitious people who just wanted to be rich and fast and didn't care how they did it. And so the intelligence chief got a group of these people together and said, okay, we're going to let you borrow all the money you need. You're going to be live like rich men on borrowed money all your life, and when you die, all your debts will be forgiven. But in return for this, you people are going to have to become Jews. You're going to have to start a synagogue, and you're going to have to link up with other synagogues in other countries. And you're going to carry out our instructions. And our first instruction is you buy up all the newspapers, you buy up all the radio and TV station licenses, you vertically integrate everything, form them into networks, and you put out propaganda that we will give you later.
Okay, well, I guess that's one interpretation of history. That's pretty deep, Richard. I'm not saying deep that it's wrong.
It's oversimplified,
but
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I know there are sincere Jews, real Jews, that believe they are descendants of Abraham, and that's fine with me, and a lot of them are, you know, are Reformed Jews, and that's fine, all right. But there are other Jews that are just simply puppets of the secret services of several nations.
Well, you know, I wish some of our Jewish listeners would call in sometime and talk about these things, you know, because, I mean, I'm sure there's some good Jewish folks out there who hear some of these things, and it hurts their feelings, and I can understand why, and I feel bad for them, and I wish they'd call in and talk about it, because I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Well, the Kabbalists embarrass them all.
Well, you know, like I say, that's why we need to have some of our Jewish patriots call in and talk, and I would encourage him to do so. And if you know anybody out there, tell them to call in. Tell them to listen to Michael Collins Piper on RBN. And tell them to listen to RBN, because they're going to find out that there's a lot of good people in this country that just want freedom of speech and want American sovereignty and have no ill will towards Jewish people, but on the other hand expect the Jewish people will, you know, take action against these powerful organizations like the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and all these, you know, these special interest groups that do so much to damage our country.
About a year ago, WWCR had a Jewish rabbi talk show host up from New York City. I don't remember his name right now, but he had a program on WWCR.
Well, I hope he said some good things, Richard.
I want to
thank you for your call, Richard, and try to bring Mike up from Arizona. Mike?
Hey, Mike. I hear the music coming in.
I hear that music coming, too. So you know what I'm going to have to say, Mike? I'm going to have to say welcome aboard, but we'll see you next week. Sorry about that, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up another week here. It's been quite an interesting one, I think, and let's hope we have some good news to start off next week on Monday. In the meantime, do have a good weekend. Thanks for your calls, thanks for your support, and keep on listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It doesn't get much better than this. Have a good weekend, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.